title tilts are set for Dynamite. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode with special guest BC Steele right now, wherever you get your podcast.
AEW.
There are two title matches announced for tonight's AEW Dynamite. Darby Allin defending the TNT Championship against Jungle Boy, and Ty Conti challenging for Hikaru Shida's women's title. Also tonight, a clash of highly ranked wrestlers on long winning streaks as Hangman Page faces Ricky Starks, plus Christian Cage versus Powerhouse Hobbs, Trent versus Penta El Zero Miedo, and Billy Gunn versus QT Marshall. On last night's Dark, Max Caster from The Acclaimed used a steel chain to steal a win over Dark Order's Allen Five Angels.
WWE.
Cameron Grimes' investments went bust on last night's NXT. First, Kyle O'Reilly rejected Grimes' overtures. Then, he lost to O'Reilly in the main event. And to top it all off, Grimes learned he lost a bid on an NFT to Ted DiBiase. Saray won her in-ring debut, pinning Zoe Stark after hitting a Saito suplex. Saray and Stark were having a nice moment of sportsmanship after the match, but Toni Storm interrupted that and took down Stark. The new Cruiserweight Champion Kushida issued an open challenge. It was answered by Oney Lorcan. Kushida ended up submitting Lorcan. After the match, Kushida was jumped by Legado del Fantasma. MSK ran in for the rescue. Those six men will be in action in a six-man tag on next week's NXT. LA Knight pinned Dexter Lumis after Lumis got distracted by Indy Hartwell. Things were heating up even more between those two until the rest of the way showed up to put a lid on things. Imperium's Marcel Bartel and Fabian Aichner beat Ever-Rise. Drake Maverick tried to get at Alexander Wolfe while he was standing at ringside during this match, but Maverick was cut off by his tag team partner, Killian Dane. Also last night, the Grizzled Young Veterans beat Breezango. New data on attendance for WrestleMania. WWE announced 25,675 fans were on hand for both nights, but WrestleNomics' Brandon Thurston published data from the Tampa Sports Authority that shows 18,328 fans were in attendance on night one, 18,924 on night two.
Ring of Honor.
The revival of Ring of Honor's women's division begins next week. ROH announced it'll present a new women's match every Wednesday on its YouTube channel starting next Wednesday. There's going to be a tournament this summer to crown a new ROH women's champion. King Mo will be on tonight's episode of MLW Fusion. Also on that show, TJP versus Buku Dao and Rocky Romero versus Gino Medina.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan's Road to Wrestling Dontaku tour resumes on Thursday. The NEVER six-man tag titles were defended on Tuesday's show. Hirooki Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, and Yoshihashi are still the champs. They fought off the challenge of Kenta, Taiji Ishimori, and Yujiro Takahashi. Plus, Yoshihashi got back his stolen bow staff.
Impact Wrestling.
Tim Storm got back in the ring on last night's NWA Power. He was the mystery partner for Sal Renaro, and together they beat the NWA Tag Champs Aaron Stevens and JR Kratos. Meanwhile, Tyrus is the new number one contender for the Pope's TV title. He earned that by winning a three-way on last night's Power. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, April 21st. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.